This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 24. For Wednesday, August 19th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts are on either side of unchanged at Wednesday's close. The November canola contract is down 10 cents at $487.80 per ton. The January contract is up 20 cents at $495 per ton. Hot weather is forecast across most of the Canadian prairies this week. With harvest activity a few weeks away, one trader believed the hot conditions might be introducing a weather premium into prices. Strength in the Canadian dollar weighed on further gains for canola. The dollar was just over 76 United States cents at midday due to comparable weakness in other major currencies. Strength in comparable vegetable oils has been supportive of canola prices. Chicago soy oil is up by about a tenth of a cent, which gave prices a bit of a boost. Soybean futures are slightly stronger on Wednesday. Export demand remains solid for soybeans, particularly from China. This morning, the USDA reported a sale of 192,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China for delivery during the current marketing year. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour found an average of just under 1,300 pods in a 3-foot square sample in Nebraska's soybean fields yesterday. That's slightly higher than the average rate. Corn futures were slightly weaker on Wednesday. According to weekly data from the Energy Information Administration, ethanol production averaged 926,000 barrels per day last week. That's an increase of about 8,000 barrels per day, but nearly 100,000 barrels per day lower than the same week last year. One private firm expects Nebraska's corn yield to be around 175 bushels per acre. Wheat futures are stronger today. Japan has issued its weekly tender for about 117,000 tons of wheat from the U.S., Canada, and Australia. Japan also tendered for 80,000 tons of feed wheat. Algeria has purchased 560,000 tons of optimal origin wheat. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly stronger today. This November soybean contract is up by a fraction of a cent at $9.14 per bushel. September soy oil is up by about a tenth of a cent at 31.7 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is down 50 cents at $295 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Wednesday, with the December contract down 2 cents at $3.39 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with the December contract down 3.5 cents at $2.62. Wheat futures are higher today. Chicago December is up 4.5 cents at $5.22. Kansas City December is up 7.5 cents at $4.49. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 2 cents in the December contract at $5.23. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, August 19th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.